the only time you are able to actually speak to your mother, sister, is when they visit once a year.
That is right. On some occasions, because of the shortage of money, only my sister is able to come up. And then on some other occasions, my mother come up. Sometimes they come both.
Are your... does your family send you any money?
Yes, a little bit.
Do you need the money?
Of course.
For what?
Well, the food in Attica is not too good. I mean, not too good, actually, it's not good. If you want to eat, you're going to have to get some money or earn some money some way in order for you to be able to buy some food at a commissary. And when you just have this much, you're going to have to stretch it to last you 14 days until you go to commissary next time, if you have the money for next time.
What else do you buy besides food at commissary?
Well, legal papers, toothpaste, toothbrush, soaps, toilet paper.
Now, some of these things are being provided now since the uprising, am
yes,
I correct?
They have.
But what you just listed was not provided before.
Only the toilet paper, and it used to come once a month. And if you just run short, you just have to borrow from somebody else.
Now, since the uprising, you've been given your toilet paper.
Yes, sir.
You've been given toilet articles of another type. Have you been given a razor blades? Or do you have to buy those?
We had to buy them before. Now you turn in one razor blade to the officer, and he gives you another one. Toothpaste, if you run short, you might go to the officer, and he might have an extra one there. Sometimes it doesn't, you just run out of it, because they don't have none in the commissary now. But the same thing with toilet paper. Sometimes they're lucky enough to give you one. Otherwise, you'd have to borrow one if you could find one.
Now, you talked about the food. When you came here, what kind of food were you used to eating?
Rice and beans, potatoes, meat, chicken, and stuff like that. I was very optimistic about my food.
And the diet here presented a problem for you?
Yes, it did.
Now, you also like pork products. Is that
correct?
I do. And being on this Inmate Grievance Council, have you had discussions with any of the Muslims as to how you might resolve these differences between the Puerto Rican inmates' tastes and the dietary restrictions of the Muslims?
Well, since I have become a committee man, this has been one of the worst problems I have come against, because all the Puerto Rican population, pig is our main dish. Pork chops, bacon, we even eat the blood. So we have come to agreement if we can get it. Right now the pigs have been abolished in Attica, you know. We have come to an agreement that they should, or either when they give a Muslim meal, they should put something on the side for the rest of the population. Because a lot of us don't eat what they eat. The same token, they don't eat some, like, all of them don't eat what we eat. It was amount to that. I mean, if they give them some Muslim meal, give us something on the side, because a lot of us don't eat a lot of the food. It's about the same. Well, I think I've seen some of your members sitting in the mess hall. If you were aware of it, when the Muslim came to that line, none of them picked up anything, because mostly what is there, they don't eat it.
Now, you mentioned that the pig herd has been abolished at Attica, or is being phased out. Is that what you understand?
Even the frankfurters are beef frankfurters now.
But you know that some of your fellow inmates do not accept the statement that they are beef frankfurters.
Yes, sir, that's true.
Now, I take it that you feel, being on this inmate council, that if given the opportunity, you may have a chance of working out some of these problems between people with diverse attitudes and needs.
Right now, we have a lot of different ideas to improve the correction system, or maybe not improve, but suggest for improvement. One of the deadblocks we run against is that, for example, Mr. Montagne, the superintendent of the prison, has signed two persons, Mr. Dickinson and Mr. Baker, has his designee to, if he's not able, which is a lot of the time, well, one of these designee will meet with us, you know. Mostly it's Mr. Dickinson. Now, this man has been in Attica since I came to Attica. He was in charge of the school supervisor. Since I've been in Attica, I've never seen this man try to fix some of the things within the prison or try to make some improvements within the prison. Wherefore, we don't have any trust. I mean, all the suggestions we have made so forth, even among ourselves, they haven't even been presented to him as suggestions. He gets up and try to block them right away.
Would you say that the atmosphere in Attica today is still essentially one of mistrust by the inmates of the administration?
I wouldn't say essentially. It is mistrust. They haven't done nothing to improve the present conditions at Attica. As a matter of fact, the commission has made various statements to the fact that certain implements have been made within the Department of Correction, within Attica itself, and we read about it, but we don't see him.
When you say the commission, you mean the Commissioner of Corrections?
Commissioner Oswald, yes, sir.
And what are the things that you're talking about?
For example, the commissioner made a statement that inmates were allowed to phone once a month to their families. I never seen this in Attica.
You haven't been able to use the phone at all since you've been in Attica?
No, sir. Let alone see one. Another second thing is that on February 9th, a statement was made by Commissioner Aswood to the effect that within a month, all prisoners will get clothing amounting to the $1.5 million worth of clothing or something like this sort. Yes, I mean, 2 days before I came here, I was given one shirt and one pant. That was within a month of that day. And this was almost 2 months before we got one pant and one shirt.
Now, have you ever taken formal schooling at Attica? Sat in classes for an extended period of time?
I took, while I was in the DVR project, I took a course on health, physical and psychological, something like that. I even forget the high tone names anyway. And I passed this course. That's about the only thing.
You have a high school equivalency diploma?
No, sir.
What is your job today? You're not in DVR. In fact, DVR, the federal funding has ended, am I correct? DVR?
It hasn't ended, as I understand. It was just that they ran into difficulties. I think it was the guys with a lot of time wouldn't go with what that was going on, the whole winking that was going on. Most of this, let me clarify this. There was meetings held within the DVR project inside the block with group therapy meetings with psychologists from the University of Buffalo. And on a lot of these meetings, beautiful suggestions were come up with for some of the problems existing within the block. And when the civilians used to confront the superintendent with these solutions, the superintendent never did anything about it. So actually what came out of the meeting was more frustration than any solution.
Now, to clarify this, what you're talking about is that while you were in the DVR program, there were meetings, rap sessions.
Yes, sir.
F- for a period of time between the inmates and the correction officers, the supervisors?
Well, the meetings with the correction officers lasted about, I think it was, they attended two meetings only.
But you had these other meetings and you took interest in the prison conditions and you made various suggestions.
Of course, we came up with beautiful solutions.
And when those weren't put into effect, you felt even more frustrated.
I felt that it was all a hoodwink, really. After we spent a lot of hours discussing something and then it's put up to the warden, it's for improvement of the prison, and they just shoot us down. No, security reasons, which is always the reason they're giving for any kind of improvement.
Well, what were the types of things that you asked for that were shot down for security reasons?
Well, we requested that in one of our meetings, we requested, we came to the solution that by having vocation evaluation shops, more time out of ourselves, I mean, not for 10 guys at night, but, you know, the whole population, we have proven by coming 10 guys at a time, with sometimes as many as one officer in that day room, that there's nothing was going to happen. I mean, if you give us recreation, I don't think that anybody would be fool enough to try to break away where everybody would lose it. And in other words, we policy our own recreation where, man, you got to be keep it cool, you know? Even though this was pointed out, it was never taken under consideration, in my opinion, because it never became a reality.
And these frustrations continued to build as for you and other inmates?
Well, sir, the frustrations are not building. The frustrations are up there already. Something just could blow it up, that's all.
Now, tell me, when did you first start taking an interest, not just in yourself, but in the problems of your fellow inmates?
Well, actually, when the elections, not elections, but when the when they were announced that they were going to run for a liaison committee, where this liaison committee will represent the inmates within the institution in trying to approach or communicate with the prison administrators, I kind of reflected and thinking about mostly and essentially about my people. I felt that I don't know how many guys were going to submit their names, but I felt that it was my duty to at least try to solve some of these problems and try to cope with it as best as I could with my limited knowledge I have, which isn't much.
And there was an election in each block?
Yes, there was an election held in C block, E block, and A block.
How many members were elected from each block?
There was 12 from C block, 12 from A block, two from the second floor of V block, and one from the bottom floor, and one from the hospital.
And when was this election held?
On March 17th.
And how many meetings have you held?
Approximately 7 or 8.
And I gather from your statements about your experiences with making suggestions in E block that you sense that if this project does not work in bringing about some change, that it may lead to even more frustration than existed before it was created.
Well, sir, right now, I feel, and I know that during discussions with the rest of the committee members, we feel that right now we're being used merely as something to dangle at society. Well, here's something that we're doing for them, and nothing is being done, really. They're just pointing out that after the insurrection, they appointed a liaison committee for grievances. But what is a liaison committee? But if they can achieve anything or anything that they're trying to do, it's no good.
Let me speak about that a moment. One of the officer witnesses who was on the stand today said that he wasn't sure how this would work out. It needed time. How much time under the rules of the institution have you been given and all of the other elected members been given to serve on this committee?
6 months.
You have a six-month term and you're not eligible for re-election.
That is true.
And it's a fact that you have been urging that since you're just forming this committee today, that you need more time than that in order to get yourselves together.
That is true. We are not politicians. We got to set a machinery where we can form some types of subcommittees to handle different problems. And even though there are some guys that have been in the union within the committee, two guys to be exact, it's giving us a lot of problem, you know, and 6 months is too short, really.
Now, where do you work now?
I work at the laundry.
And did you ask for the laundry?
Yes, I did.
And why did you ask for that work?
Well, for one thing, you can keep yourself clean anyway. Have your laundry done whenever you want it, you know, not once a week. You could
hustle
around, yeah.
And if you're poor and need money,
beg your pardon?
If you're poor and can't get money from home, you have to hustle in order to make ends meet. Can we stop for the reporter? Not this puncture thing.
No, because he says that
He wants to talk about it?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get the last question?
I said hustle in order to make ends meet. Right.
At Attica. All right. I understand that you want to talk about your keep lock just before the uprising on 9/6/71, on September 6, 1971.
Well, on September 6, about 1 o'clock, I went to the hospital and complained that I had difficulty breathing. I was given an injection. I don't know what it was. I went to return back to my cell. It didn't help me. I just laid down. And about 5 o'clock, I started having very bad trouble breathing. The inmates tell me after I seen that I went up in a coma to the hospital. They said that nobody could, you know, get to me or nothing. While I was up there, during the blood pressure taking, a nurse inmate said that I had some marks in my arm. Then the inmate himself said that it was needle marks. The doctor was called. He said that, by the way, I'm speaking because when I came to there, they were explaining to me, you know, what happened, what transpired. And he said that to wait for a while, see if I got worse or, you know, came out of it. About, I don't know how much time it took, but I did come out of it. I was asked by the officer what was the marks on my arms, and I told him that it was just a small cut I had received by doing glass work. Well, they didn't believe me. Naturally, that was the statement which they keep locked me was made. The keep lock was based on the statement made by the inmate that works up there in the hospital.
They thought you were still shooting dope in the institution?
Presumably, I think so, yes.
So that
yes.
That must mean that the institution believes that there's dope available within the walls.
If they presume that I was shooting dope, they must believe that there must be dope in the walls.
Now, you were not shooting dope?
No, sir.
Is there dope available within the walls of Attica?
Not to my knowledge.
Now, you said you took this laundry job because, for one thing, it helped you keep clean.
Right.
And secondly, it gave you an opportunity to make some extra money, or would give an inmate an opportunity to make some extra money.
That's correct.
Do you think that this training in the laundry will help you find a job on the outside?
How could it? This job is done by women in the street. I don't see how, really. As a matter of fact, I was one inside a laundry and all I seen was women. operating the east side of the laundry.
Is there anything that you feel that Attica has done for you to help you make it on the outside?
I think I've wasted 6 years of my life behind bars.
Now, you understood that you pled guilty to a manslaughter offense and that you were going to be punished for it.
Yes.
What is it that you would want the state to give you to help you when you get outside so you will not continue to return to the Atticas?
Well, sir, since I was 15, since I was born, my family been supporting me. Even while I'm in prison now, they still have to send me some money. Right now, I don't have no training at all whatsoever to go outside in society and trying to find me a job where, even if it's a small little side room, at least I can say, well, I'm fixing TVs or radios, trying to make a living, you know. And I think that that's one of the main points that it should be considered about the reforming of prisons. Education,
Why won't you take, why aren't you trying to get your high school equivalency diploma?
Well, sir, if you go to school, well, I'm going to speak prior to the riot, or...
Well, speak prior to, and now then tell us what the change is, if any.
Well, prior to the riot, you went to school, there was a mandatory rule there, that you had to go to school if you was on the certain level of a grade, you know? Now, there isn't any such thing as a 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, nothing like that. This intermediate and advanced class. So that means that guys from 4th, 5th, 6th grade and so forth, it was in one complete room. Now, a lot of these guys, they didn't want to be in school. They're old men, 50, 45 years old. They feel that the school is not going to help them now. But yet, we were forced to go to attend to a class where these people was disinterested. They had no interest in schooling since they lived most of their life without schooling. They gotten along without it. That was one of the main reasons. A second, and most, I say it's the main reason too, was that in school you only learn 25 cents a day. I'll give you a best example. A pack of cigarettes costs 38 cents in commissary. You earn 25 cents a day for going to school. You can hardly even smoke a pack of cigarettes, let alone buy food. So that means you're going to have to go, whether you like it or not, if you want to eat, that is, go to someplace else and find a good job and try to hustle some money on the side so you can eat something.
Now, just a few additional questions. Are there any Puerto Rican correction officers at Attica?
Just one, Mr. Aguilar.
And are you able to talk to him in Spanish?
Well, I have spoken to him in a few occasions when I've been able to. When I see him in the yard, or if I go by the gallery and I see him, I say hello and so forth. But in several occasions, I don't know if this was done joking or not, but I think it was serious because he seems to be withdrawn. I have spoken to him in Spanish, and remarks has been made by the other officers speak English. So that kills that there. And he seems to be sensitive because he seems to be withdrawing from us little by little, you know.
Mr. Martinez, why were you willing to come here today and testify?
Well, sir, is this a final statement?
No, I think the commission will have questions. Would you like to save your answer for your final statement?
Yes, sir, I would.
I have no further questions.
Mr. Martinez, you're a member of the Inmate Liaison Committee, but I gather from what you have said already that you're pessimistic, that you're not very hopeful that it will be useful.
No, sir.
Have you actually asked the superintendent for some things through the committee that have been turned down yet?
Well, we put three requests forth. One of them was leave the lights on all night long. Let us turn it off. When we go home, my mother's not going to come in our room and turn our lights off. The second was that we have to stand on the doors for the count. We never received an answer. I think it was, the answer that I think we heard was they were waiting for the new PK to come in. They wanted him to make that decision. And the third was that all three stations on the radio be put all night long so that, you know, we have a variety. I would like to mention that, and this is only for one day, that the radio is monitored so that yesterday we couldn't even listen to what happened here today, you know, yesterday.
Yes.
And it was monitored.
All those requests have been finally turned down? Or are they still pending in some way?
This is the way they pass the buck. We'll look into it. We'll let you know.
Yes. Will you have other meetings at which you will make other requests if these are turned down?
Well, one solution we came down to, and that is if we feel that we've been used rather than used for the purpose of showing society that these people are trying to do something for us and actually are not giving nothing to us, we have decided that if it would take court action, we would resume to that far, we will go that far, regardless of what action is taken by the administration. By that, let me specify this. There have been samples made by all the committees in Cahill, and this guy's the one in New Jersey here. Half of the committee wind up in the box. In another prison, we heard we've been reading this to the fortune letters, you know, newspaper. The whole committee wind up in the box. In other words, if something should happen in Attica, it's our belief that the people that they will come to is the Emmett Liaison Committee, and you are the leaders. This is our belief. However, we have resolute that we have, you know, agreed that something has got to be done. I mean, either if we go to box, we go to box, but we got to get something done in this prison system. It just can't keep on going like it is, you know. Yes. Some change have to be made.
Thank you. Mrs. Guerrero?
Where were you born?
Puerto Rico, Aguadilla.
Where in Puerto Rico?
Aguadilla.
Aguadilla.
We'll give you some spelling afterward, in the interest of time. No spelling.
You said you came the first time to New York City when you were 12 years old, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And that means that at that time you should have been in sixth grade.
Yes.
Right?
Ma'am.
In Puerto Rico. You were
right.
In sixth grade. And you were here only 1 year at
right.
that time. You didn't go to school here?
Well, I was put to school for a short period of time, and then as soon as I came, they wouldn't accept me because the term was almost over and vacations were coming.
Well, the term was almost over, but then it started again in September. If you were here a year, you could have started again in...
I did.
In September.
After the holidays were over, I went to school for a very short period of time. I was put in a Spanish class where you start speaking whole Spanish and eventually the Spanish is eliminated and you go into English.
Yeah, right. I know that it would have been difficult, but it means that from the 12 years when you were in sixth grade, you haven't been to school anymore.
Just for a few months, no.
Then you went back home to
ma'am.
Puerto Rico for 2 years,
right.
And you didn't go back to school there?
No.
What happened?
Well...
You seem to be very intelligent. What happened?
I seem to...
Yes, you seem to be very intelligent. You have intelligence in order to have been in school. What happened? Why didn't your mother and father, or mother or father or both, insist that you go to school, and why didn't you go to school?
Well, they did insist that I went to school. They went as far as to... put me in some sort of type of private institution, you know, private school, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But having trouble with all the, you know, of the fellows there, I just used to walk away, and finally my mother decided I'd rather keep me at home than having wandering the streets.
All this happened because of your leg. Is that it? You were conscious of that, and the kids say things to you, and that's why you didn't go to school.
Mostly for it, yes. I was having difficulty getting along with the rest of the.
Have you ever had, either in prison or before that, did anybody ever take you to a psychologist or psychiatrist to get from you away from these feelings so you could go to school?
Well, I have gone to see the psychiatrist in the prison now.
Uh-huh.
He explained to me that this is only problems that I will eventually have to overcome myself, you know.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you committed a crime and you were sent to Elmira.
Right.
Reformatory. Where you should have been.
Reception center.
Oh,
reception center.
Yes, ma'am.
And there you should have been because you were very young. You should have stayed there because you were very young, right?
Right.
You had no right to be in Attica ever.
At that time, I was only 17 years old.
17, you had no right being there. Yet, you came to Attica, and the authorities there did not try to find out, did not try to send you back to another place where you should be because of your age.
No, they never made the attempt, no.
They never made the attempt. And you didn't ask to be sent back.
Yes, and I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And they didn't do anything about it.
They said that I was there for the DVR project.
Yeah.
They never put me there until I requested, though.
Now, we find out that project wasn't very much in any case. But you have not gone to school here either. So that you are still not prepared to go out, you know, to go out in the world to earn your own living.
Well, ma'am, I'm prepared to go out there anytime.
Well, that's something else, yes.
But you are
not prepared intellectually to earn your living, and you are not prepared psychologically, because they haven't helped you at all.
If I could go out there and hold them up and...